From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Governor Gary Herbert announced a slew of changes aimed at criminal justice reform today. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
Heads of the Division of Multicultural Affairs and Division of Indian Affairs will now directly report to Governor Herbert and be a part of senior leadership meetings. All state employees will also be required to undergo implicit bias training. Herbert is also requiring the Department of Public Safety and Department of Corrections to enforce across the board training that bans chokeholds. The Public Safety Commissioner will deliver a report to Governor Herbert of potential policy or law changes to promote police transparency by July 1st, Herbert says.
Nobody should have fear of our police. It doesn't matter, again, what your color of your skin is, your ethnicity, your background. Everybody is equal under the law, and they should look at the police and law enforcement officers, men and women in uniform, as friends.
The legislature is expected to convene in a special session late next week and take up some police reform proposals as well as changes to the state budget. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
For the first time since early April, the number of new unemployment claims grew week over week. More than 5,400 Utahns filed for new benefits during the first week of June, up 9% from the week before, according to the Department of Workforce Services. Health officials also announced the state has now seen more than 13,200 cases of COVID-19. Today, Governor Gary Herbert said due to the recent spike, most of the state would not move to a lower risk level. Clearfield, located about 30 miles north of Salt Lake City, is seeking federal help to deal with the financial burden of the COVID-19 pandemic. Its mayor, Mark Shepard, joined the National League of Cities virtually today to ask Congress for a relief package of $500 billion. It would be for local essential government workers throughout the country. Shepard says it's hard to predict revenue loss in Clearfield, but he says it's probably around 15%.
We've looked for relief and hoped, you know, for that relief in that first package, and it went to large cities and not to small cities, and that makes it a challenge.
The National League of Cities estimates that all municipalities throughout Utah will lose 12.5% of their yearly revenues. Salt Lake City's downtown farmers market will open this Saturday, though it will look quite a bit different than it has in the past due to the coronavirus. There won't be any arts and craft vendors, and market stalls will be reconfigured to create more space for merchants and customers. Allison Einerson of the Downtown Alliance says it's not going to be a social event, but an essential grocery service. And she says the market is critical for farmers.
The cherries are going to grow, whether we have a market or not. So our job is to make sure that all of these farms survive.
There will be a number of new restrictions and precautionary measures. Pets will not be allowed, vendors will have to wear masks, and there will be hand sanitizing stations throughout the market. A national survey of infant outcomes shows that our region has work to do for children of color. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
The nonprofit 0-3 analyzes metrics that contribute to a child's success every year, and for the first time, they broke it down by race. They found that infant mortality was higher for Hispanic babies than for white babies, and even worse for Black babies. In parts of our region, more than three times worse. Mountain West states had mixed results when it came to other factors that influence infant health too, like access to health insurance or prenatal care. Patricia Cole with 0-3 thinks we need to address those.
These are our future workers and innovators and leaders. And the foundation that we're giving them today is going to determine how well our country does in the future.
Cole says that states may have better data sets of their own, but this is just a first step to call for change. According to CDC data, Native Americans also have high rates of infant mortalities, often nearly as high as Black Americans. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
In Utah, the infant mortality rate for white babies is 4.9 per 1,000 births. For Hispanic babies, that number is 5.4, and for Black babies, it's 10.2. More than a quarter of Utah babies born are of color. Utah's Department of Natural Resources and other stakeholders broke ground today on a new project that will restore the Provo River Delta. The 260-acre project will reconnect the lower Provo River and Utah Lake, which were cut off by the Skipper Bay Dike in the 1940s. It's part of a plan to recreate and protect habitat for the June sucker, an endangered species of fish found only in the Provo River and Utah Lake. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.